It's time now for the Mel Pearson Show on the voice of the Huskies, Mix 93 WKMJ.
Draw one by Michigan Tech, Sweeney at the point. 45 seconds left to go in the period. Carroll with a shot through traffic.
The Mel Pearson Show is brought to you by The Turvo Agency,
Lake Accounting, and Gary Jorgensen of Diversified Financial Concepts in Houghton.
Bucko's Party Store, The Library Restaurant, and Habanero's Fresh Mexican Kitchen. University Images and the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore. Superior Smiles, Coca-Cola of Hancock, Hancock Bottling, Gartner's Gallery, and Peterlin Distributing.
Passes a shot, scores! What a play by the Huskies!
Now, here's the head coach of the Huskies, Mel Pearson, and your host, Dirk Hembra.
Oh, thank you very much, Josh. We do appreciate it, and we want to welcome a brand new sponsors here on the Mel Pearson Show starting this week. Kissel Chevrolet of Calumet and Kissel Automotive of Lawrence have hopped on board and are ready to go as one of our great sponsors here on the Mel Pearson Show every Monday morning throughout the season, with a couple of exceptions, of course, throughout the year with some scheduling conflicts, and we'll tell you about that well ahead of time. But Coach is in our studio after officially a week off, but we had the intra-squad game on Saturday night, raised some money for junior hockey, and Coach, welcome to your show.
Yeah, good morning, Dirk, and we just want to thank the new sponsors also, but no, it was a good weekend. I thought we had a real nice a turnout and a game on Saturday, so it worked out real well for us. And, you know, I wish we could do with a skate with the Huskies more often.
Yeah, I know you like that.
Yeah. Well, the kids and just the faces you see, and they're out there bombing around on the ice. And, you know, our players enjoy it, too.
Well, it was a great night. Did you get out of it what you wanted as far as what you were hoping to see from some of the younger players and some of the older players?
Well, for the most part. And, you know, the things you want to try and do, number one, is try to create a game-like atmosphere just to try and stay in good habits because, you know, you can go so long, you know, practice. You know, we've got 3 weeks, really, from Lake Superior to our next game. And, you know, that's a long time, and you can get in bad habits and you lose that intensity, or, you know, it's too far away where you can't get too excited or too on the guys. But at the same time, you want to keep that intensity level because you're just, you know, it's hard to turn off and on. You have to be ready. But as for the most part in the game, we got everything we want out of it. I'd like to see the guys who hadn't played yet to get in more of a game-like situation just to evaluate them. You know, there's some guys on the bubble in and out of the lineup, you know, evaluate them. And not so much the guys you know are going to be in and out in the game every night. You know, you want them to play well, but you could tell a little bit, you know, guys like, you know, Blake Pietola and Tanner and Alex Patan, you know, they're all going to be in the lineup, but you still want them to get in good habits in that game. So for the most part, we wanted to got everything out. I wanted to look at our goalies too. So, you know, Jamie's played, but the other guys hadn't. So it's good to see Devin get in the net. And it's harder on him. He started the second half. And no warm up and a breakaway, you know, anyway. And then Matt Winches, who hasn't practiced a lot because he's had a lower body injury. And to get him in the game, it was good to see him. And I thought he played extremely well.
I thought he
well.
Played great.
So,
yeah.
There's a reason we recruited him, and he's here. He's a good goalie. He had a really good junior career. And obviously, last year's behind, you know, Phoenix and Jamie. So this year was a year for him to push a little bit, maybe get some time, and then the lower body injury. But he looked good, and he's feeling better. So that's good. Things are starting to shape up, and you know, obviously there's a couple of guys who couldn't play. David Johnson, we sat him out for precautionary reasons. He could have played, and then Joel Schultz just had knee surgery, so he's going to be out 6 to 8 weeks from what they're telling me at this point. So he did not play in the game, but everybody else got in and. You know, got something out of it. Got a good sweat anyway.
Well, let's talk about some of the freshmen that we have not seen yet until the intra-squad game. Mason Blacklock got in the game. What did you think about him?
Yeah, Mason had a good game. You know, he's continued to get better from the first time we saw him on the ice. So, you know, Mason had an injury this summer, so it really prevented him, you know, part of his conditioning and whatnot, and he had to stay away from things for a good month and a half before he came in. So he was a little bit behind when he got on the ice. To start with, just conditioning and whatnot. But he's continued to get better. I mean, I like, you know, he's got some quickness. He's got a real deceptive shot. He gets away quick, and it has something on it. It's got a hard shot. You know, he sees plays well, too. So we just have to get Mason up to speed, so to speak. And I think this couple of weeks of practice has been really good for him and us. We can go out on the ice now full time, so it gives us a chance to work with a guy like Mason.
Evan Anderson, first time we saw this big kid in a Husky uniform.
Yeah, big strong kid. You know, I think, you know, my idea of what he is like, and I think people would have saw that on Saturday, is just that he's a heavy body, you know, and he's light on his feet. So he gets around good. He likes to play physical, but he's got a good touch too. So he's one of the leading scorers on his team, and I think top 20 in the BC Junior League last year. And he missed some significant time with a concussion. So, but I like this game. He can play center. He can play left wing, but he adds an element of that size and grit and toughness. And but he can still skate. He can still get around the sheets. So, and Evan, I mean, he's just. You know, starting on the surface here. I mean, he's just scratching the surface. He's going to continue to get better and better as a player. So we're excited about him.
You mentioned Devin Carroll going in that second half. He had some bad breaks as the black team kind of started to light it up in that second half.
Yeah, you know, it's always difficult when you don't get a warm-up. So here he sat the whole first half, 25 minutes. Then they do the ice, another 15 minutes. So he goes in basically, you know, with no shots, no warm up, and all of a sudden, CJ Eggs on a breakaway, right to start the second half, and you know, and CJ's got speed, and CJ walked in and made it look easy, and but you know, Devin did some real good things, and he's looked good in practice, and he's made really good strides. Joe Sean is really happy with Devin and his athleticism, and you know, he's got to work on a couple things still, but. Mm-hmm. You know, tough situation. Yeah, Black turned it up a little bit, and a couple things went easy. But for the most part, you know, he's played really well in practice for us. So I felt bad for him, you know, getting thrown in, and one of his former teammates. We had a couple of kids dress just to help fill the roster.
Zach Hill was able to score, Zach was assisted on by Tanner.
Goal. Well, so. At least Devin probably feels good. He didn't let Tanner score on himself.
But I would imagine tough for Devin on many levels. Obviously, like you said, coming in cold like that, his first time in a Husky uniform in front of a lot of family, most likely, sure. And wanting to make a great first impression. It just was a tough night for him.
Yeah, family and friends. But you're going to have nights like that. And yeah. The beauty of it is it's not doesn't cost you anything. It doesn't go on your goals against average or anything like
true,
that.
True.
So, but it's just good for him to get in there and get a feel and the lighting and the speed and everything else of the game. Like I said, this first, you know, Ike comes in on him twice with speed, so you're not going to see anybody come in faster on you than the CJ Ike. But overall, it's good. You know, it gives Joe, Sean, a chance to see the goalies also and where they are in a game-like situation, how the goalies read things. And Joe's obviously going to do a great job. And you know, Devin's just going to continue to get better. He's such a good athlete. He's such a student of the game. Yeah, you know, and he's like I said, he's very athletic, which is huge. So Joe's just got to refine some of those skills.
Matt Messina was the other goaltender. You've already explained to people on this show what his how he came onto the team and why he's helping out. But I still, every time something like this happens, I still get questions about who's that other goalie for Michigan Tech and why is he there? And I guess, Coach, if you want to explain one more time why Messina is helping you guys out.
Yeah, Matt Messina. Well, we had an injury to Matt Winches, and Matt couldn't practice for a good couple weeks there. So, you know, you can't go with just two goaltenders. You need a third goaltender. So we had to find someone, and Matt's a fifth-year senior from Duluth, played high school hockey over in Duluth, Minnesota, and interesting kid. You know, he's also with the Air National Guard, so he's had a tour duty, I believe, in Afghanistan.
Wow.
and somewhere else over there. So he's a really interesting young man, but he's a pretty darn good goalie. I know he's played some with the Portage Lake Pioneers in the past, so well, not the Pioneers, but anyway, I think it was, I'm not sure who it was,
Pioneers,
but yeah, I think it was the Pioneers. So, mm-hmm. But anyway, so he was available. He's come out and, you know, he's done a really nice job. And that's why I want to get him in the game. I don't know if he'll ever have a chance or if we'll continue to keep him on the roster, but, you know, he went in and did fine.
What about Patrick Anderson, Coach? He scores a goal last night. This is a kid that's been, you know, on the roster for a couple of years now. Where is he at behind the scenes as far as play time, or is a shot for him coming up, do you think, or is he just what is the deal?
Well, he's on our team, so anybody who's on the team has a chance, and that's the way we look at it. If there's no chance that you're ever going to play or continue to get better, then you know, we probably won't have you on our team. So you know, Patrick has fought some injuries the last couple of years, but he has really improved. I mean, I noticed that this year, I think our whole coaching staff did. The biggest improvement is his skating. You know, he's just powerful and strong, and he always had to you know, improve that, and he has to the point where he's added some speed and quickness. And a lot of that, I think, is credited to Patrick and also to Tyler Shalast and working with him. So.